It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Jerami Green, who might be one of the most insightful but also one of the funniest draft analysts covering the NFL, he's going to join us at 5 o'clock, courtesy of Take Command. We talked to Jerami this morning, Anthony, for an hour 15.
An hour 15. Good gracious.
Yeah, we just got going. And I was like, this is too good to stop. So we're just going to keep on going. And the dude is hilarious. I want to make Tony go through the entire episode and just pull out every single Jerami-ism that happened. Because dude's from Asheville, North Carolina. Big, thick beard. Big old country accent. Had a background as a stand-up comic. And now he does like incredible. Like, to give you an idea of the level of detail Jerami gets into, He we asked him about edge players, and he goes, well, do you want true pass rush and edges, or do you want five techniques? And we're like, now you're talking our Take Command kind of language. And so we got into some good granular detail, but he also would just have these sayings that were hilarious, and I just want a compilation of all of them.
Well, I can't wait.
If you decide to listen and you want to mark down all the timestamps, I'll cut it.
All right.
Or I'll make Tony do it. Just, you know, we'll have someone do it. Real quick, breaking news coming through right now. Cardinals are making Pro Bowl tight end Trey McBride the highest paid tight end in NFL history. 4-year, $76 million extension for McBride. So good for Trey McBride. Commanders, they certainly would love a Trey McBride type of player. Where was Trey McBride drafted, Anthony?
Third round?
I believe that's correct. Draft. He was second rounder, 55th overall. So end of the second round. And that's kind of the thing. You can find weapons everywhere. But at times, you know, guys are special. And is it worth it to take, say, a halfback at the top of the, or the bottom of the first round or in the second round at the top of your draft? But Anthony, I think the harder thing too, or one of the hard things to figure out is like, which guy? And this is the part where I'm hesitant with where the Commanders are, unless one of two guys falls. Everyone agrees Ashton Jeanty is the top guy in this class, and Omarion Hampton is really special as well, the running back out of North Carolina, and he's second. But here's PFF's rankings, okay? And I just picked three random ones. There's a bunch out there. But start with PFF. So I guess these are Trevor's rankings. Trevor Sikkema. Ashton Jeanty, Omarion Hampton. Cam Scatabo is his next highest back. Quinshon Judkins out of Ohio State. Dylan Sampson, Caleb Johnson out of Iowa, Travion Henderson, out of Ohio State. He's got as the 70th player on his board. Okay. Jeremy Green, the guy that I was just talking about that you'll hear from at 5 o'clock, he's got Jenty Hampton. He's got Caleb Johnson third, Cam Scadabo fourth, Henderson fifth, Ollie Gordon, Oklahoma State sixth, and then Junkins seventh. By the way, where is the K-State kid on, or not K-State, what did I say? Get in, Yeah, the dude who's sixth on Jeremy's board, Ollie Gordon out of Oklahoma State. Where is he even on? He's Trevor's 207th player.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody's a little bit different. Then you have Scouts Inc., ESPN Scouting Service. They've got Jenty 1, Hampton 2, Travion Henderson 3, Kinshawn Junkins 4, Caleb Johnson 5, Scadabo 6, Sampson 7, and then guys on down the list. They've got, the 24th best back they've got is Ollie Gordon.
Man.
Jeremy Green's got him 6th. And that's the kind of thing, and I'm not just like picking on one guy, but like there's people that really, really like Jadon Blue, the Texas back. There's people that really, really like Trevor Etienne, the Georgia back, Travis's brother. So there's a guy named Marcus Yams. Or no, sorry, it's Yarns. The R and the N looked like it was Yams. And I was like, if dude's name is Marcus Yams, that's a halfback name. That's like a Madden-created player name.
Yeah.
Marcus, you might need to change your name. But the point is, like, there's a bunch of dudes in this draft. I mean, I remember, who said it? It might have been Dane Brugler, who was like, last year, I thought Jordan James out of Oregon was better than Bucky Irving when I watched him in the same offense. And then Bucky came out and was a 1,000-yard back as a rookie in Tampa. So I think that's kind of the struggle for me and where I ultimately come down here on the first-round pick, spending it on a back if it's not Hampton or Jenty. I don't know that I'm getting that much better of a player, and I think that the depth of the class and the options that exist are probably not worth using that pick on, even if I think they definitely need to take a running back somewhere in this draft, because Anthony, you reminded me of this in the break. They don't have any backs under contract in 2026. So getting someone who can have some continuity from year two or year one to year two is probably good, because you might re-sign Eckler if he continues to play. You might bring back Robinson. You got guys like Chris Rodriguez floating around. And you also have some of the practice squad guys that were around last year. I'm now blanking totally on his name. The kid from USC. Austin something. Him. Might not be Austin. Kid from USC. Like, had a good preseason. Never got a snap. He's still floating around on the practice squad and is on the 90-man roster. What happens if he takes a leap and makes the team? So I think that's kind of the thing where I'm at with running back, is there's just too many options, too many ways that unless you're getting someone that you think is truly, 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 truly special, it's not worth the first round pick to invest in that spot.
But you'd be willing to invest in that spot in the second round.
If the guy's the best player on the board. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? If the guy, you know, if the guy that you've got is the best player on the board, or if you think Travion Henderson is that special, then sure. If you think he's a first-round talent, like this is how this goes, right? Like ultimately, you got to be right about the player. But what doesn't change is the reward if you're right or not. What does change is the risk, position over position. Because if you miss on, say you miss on an offensive tackle at 29, a lot of those guys, one, it's an easier position to evaluate. Tackle is off, like offensive line is often thought to be the easiest position to evaluate. So you're not doing as much projection. But also, a lot of times you take that tackle, and especially at 29, it's one thing when you do it at 5, looking at you, Brandon Sheriff and Scott McLuhan. But if you do it at 29 and he fails at tackle, it's like, all right, well, we got a guard at least. We got a starter. We got a swing tackle, maybe. But hopefully you got a starter at tackle. You do it at running back and you miss, it's like, there's probably going to be 4 other running backs that got taken that are going to have good careers later, if not 6. And the chances of you finding a good running back later are pretty high. The chances of you finding a good edge or a good tackle later, the premium positions that tend to go earlier, a good corner later, that's a lot harder of a sell. So 301-230-0980 is the phone number. We'll get back to the phones and whether or not you think that Commanders spending a first-round pick especially, but even a second-round pick on a running back is wise or not next. First, let's take a look at what's trending.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.